Well, competition is good for American business, but maybe not so much when it comes to health care. That's because a little-known state law may be driving up your health care costs. Here's now John Stossel in another of his series, What's Good About America? Today's subject, health care competition.
Maybe we should rename the series What's Good and Bad About America, because this one is both. Suppose in the early days of cable news, someone's come up with the idea for Fox News. Should CNN have been allowed to decide that Fox News is not allowed to compete with them? That sounds ridiculous, but that's how it works for hospitals in most of America.
North Carolina hoped to get a new hospital. Investors were ready to build.
This is where the new Holly Springs Hospital was supposed to be built, but plans for the $110 million facility have stopped in their tracks.
Stopped because of a law appropriately called a CON law, though. CON stands for Certificate of Need. In other words, to build a hospital, you have to convince state regulators that the hospital is needed. President Nixon signed the policy because he thought America had too many hospitals, and he thought decreasing the number would lower health care costs. But that was ridiculous economics. Limiting a number of suppliers raises costs. It doesn't lower them.
The Certificate of Need program absolutely screws consumers. It limits their choices, and by reducing the overall supply of hospitals, it jacks the price up of the beds that are lucky enough to be left.
So why don't they get rid of it?
Because the people who actually are already in business have all the power, and they keep competitors out.
In North Carolina, this man represents the existing hospitals. Do you think they want more competition?
We don't think it's in the best interest of the citizens of North Carolina.
Give me a break. No one needs a certificate of need to open a supermarket or a gas station or an animal hospital. And look how well that works out for animals.
If you could treat humans the same way you treat dogs and cats, it would be kind of a sweet thing, you know?
Sweet, because there's lots of competition among vets.
If you're an animal, if you're a dog or a cat, there are 8 animal hospitals within close driving distance of right where we're speaking right now. There's no hospital for people. Something's wrong with that.
14 states have repealed their con laws, but 36 states still have them, largely because the established hospitals like the con laws. It lets them say no to competition. And the public rarely complains because the public seldom even knows about this. Animal owners know about competition. They shop around, look for better prices or convenience. And that forces vets to cater to them.
My clients can get a hold of me 24/7, and I still give out my cell phone.
Oh, it is easy to get into a pet hospital, anytime, day or night.
They stay open because they have lots of competition.
So you have to do something in your practice that will differentiate you.
People rarely shop around for our own health care. Also, because we rarely pay our own bills. Government pays or insurance companies pay.
There's something sick in a system where we are quicker to change vets than we are to change general practitioners or surgeons. But it's partly because when you pay for Fido's care, when you pay for Kitty's care, you're paying directly out of your pocket. And as a result, you really watch your dollars.
The vets embrace that.
It is great that veterinarians can be entrepreneurs. In veterinary medicine, we could have 2 practices right next to one another, and then it's the consumer deciding to whom they want to go.
Competition is always a good thing.
So are the pets really getting a better deal than we are here in the States?
Well, I wouldn't say in all cases. I would hope humans get better care. But when I've reported in Canada and we showed people who have to wait to see a doctor, we found one town where they had a lottery. They pull names out of a box.
Sure.
And every once a month they call people up. Congratulations, you can see the doctor now. In Canada, vet care has the latest equipment and you can get in right away because it's private.
Oh, that's
people
interesting.
Pay their own bills.
4 legs better than 2. You know, last show I saw you threw a baseball through a glass window in front of billionaire Boone Pickens. You got anything scheduled like that for this week?
We have some stunts for this week.
Yes. By the way, pretty good arm, John.
Thank you. Pretty good arm.
All right, you can watch us, Stossel, Thursday nights, 8 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fox Business Network. And John's going to bring you consumer experiments, debates about freedom, about the role of government, all with a live studio audience. In fact, you can actually be a member of the audience if you're in New York. So think about it. That's Thursday nights on Fox Business. John, back to you.